This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that one person I'm talking to. If you're listening to this radio show, you are going to be given the opportunity to stop the totalitarians from, well, their evil ways. And quite frankly, they are on the march. You know, it is very, very sad, I guess you can say, in many respects, with what we have going on here in 2016. The Republicans look like they're lining up for the circular firing squad. The Democrats really have no choice than what we're seeing with Hillary Rodham Clinton. But, of course, what's happening with Hillary Rodham Clinton and the investigation, FBI, so on, those are all things that are big clouds over the election. But here with us is Steve Franks to kind of clean all that up for us. California Political News and Views. He's been a good friend of the show. He's been on the show numerous times. And we're really happy to have him back with us right now. Steve, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio again.
Paul, glad to be with you.
Well, you know, Steve, I value everything you have to say because you've been a longtime political person in California, especially California politics and national. And this hour, we're going to talk about certainly California, but also with the implications of what's going on nationally. But the California election has really, for 2014 and 2016, has really, I guess you can say, been blown up in a sense because we have Prop 14. And Prop 14 has ushered in a whole different way to elect people.
Well, not only has it created a new way to elect people, it has literally wiped out political parties in at least 28 legislative races. In both 2012 and 2014, there were 28 legislative races that in the November election only had one party on the ballot. So literally there was no reason for members of the other party to even show up at the polls for certain elections because they weren't going to get to elect somebody from their party for Congress or for Assembly or State Senate. And it's kind of like God showing Eve to Adam and saying, now choose a wife. In the Bay Area, you have your choice between a progressive socialist and a radical socialist. Is that what a Republican wants to vote for?
Well, you know, it really is amazing, and a lot of people might not still totally understand what's going on here, but we went to a whole different scheme of things in 2010. Prop 14 was issued, and I guess it took effect in 2012 and 14. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. What it does is it takes the top vote getters in any race, regardless of party. So before that, we were taking the top Republicans and we were taking the top Democrats. It was based upon party system, and the top party vote getters would go on into the final general election. That's no longer the case. What we have is the situation now where there's no party that really matters. It's just the two top vote getters, and that's what Steve was talking about, was that you have this whole situation now that we have numerous races that are one party, two candidates, one party, no choice there. And effectively, it eliminates any other party to vote for when it comes down to the general election. I guess the big question I've always had, what happens in the presidential primary?
Well, the presidential primary is the only primary that is exempted from Prop 14. If you want to vote on the Republican side for president in June, you have to be a registered Republican. And the Republican Party has voted not to allow non-Republicans to vote in our primary. And the Democrats, they allow anybody to vote in their primary.
What's the value of the Republican Party making that declaration that nobody from other parties can cross over?
Well, the value is that they're able to keep Democrats and independents from playing games with our nominees and our delegate selection.
Is that a good strategy?
Oh, absolutely. To begin with, we should never have Prop 14 because we're not saying we have Prop 14 is saying we no longer need to register by parties in the state of California. Why register Republican when you can vote for a Democrat in the primary? That we have no longer a need for political parties in the state of California. If you have the ability, like not too far from where you are in 214, you had Tom McClintock running for re-election in November against a Republican, who actually was put up by the Mungo wing of the Republican Party to destroy the party in that district. Happily, McClintock won, and the party is still strong in his congressional district. They didn't destroy it yet.
Yet. So who are the players? I'm checking for time here. Who are the players behind this manipulation? First of all, Prop 14, and then the usual suspects behind the destruction of the Republican Party. I know you and I went to the California State Convention in Los Angeles, and we were roundly amazed, as was a lot of other people in the media, because I sat in the media room and heard the discussion amongst some pretty large newspapers and media outlets. They're saying the Republican Party looks like it's trying to destroy itself.
Well, I think that was the convention where there were more proxies than there were people at that convention.
Right.
There was one convention recently where there was approximately 400 live bodies and 500 proxies, just pieces of paper voting. And so if you want to destroy the Republican Party, you make sure that the party apparatus has no meaning. And at this moment, the California Republican Party has no meaning. And let me define what I mean by that. In the 5th senatorial district in the Bay Area, the Contra Costa area over to Modesto, or in the Modesto area, I should say, there's a Democrat state senator by the name of Kathleen Galgani. She is a socialist Democrat. She supports the unions. She wants higher taxes. She wants bigger government. She votes for more spending. She votes for Common Core. She has a whole liberal agenda. But all things considered, she is a moderate Democrat. So a Republican, an Assemblywoman, Kristen Olson, who's the minority leader in the Assembly, or was at the time, says, I'm going to run against Galgani for state senate. And Olson has a lot of money in the bank, almost $400,000 to begin with. Good name ID, good experience, is a very articulate woman. And she goes to the Republican Party leadership in the state. And they, and by the way, this is a swing district, which Galvani won by only 2% in the last election. So Olson goes to the Republican leadership, and the leadership says, not only won't we back you, but we won't put any resources into this district for any Republican. We want a Democrat to hold the seat. Now, this is the Republican Party of California saying, we want to elect a Democrat to office. And they've never denied it. The chairman of the party did not deny what Assemblywoman Olson said in the LA Times.
Now, is this Jim Brulte?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're coming up to to a break right now. And, you know, one of the things I really want to get into is how in the heck can we stop this train wreck, which is happening, you know, get some information out there to the public, because there's many ways in which you can go out and register or whatever, because this is real corruption, in my opinion. I don't see it any other way, and quite frankly, knowing what I know about what is happening in the state legislature, because I talk to people, lobbyists, and so on down there, and they say that the Republican Party is totally irrelevant in Sacramento. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio with Steve Frank. We'll be right back. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income4.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
back to Agenda 21 Radio, and with us is Steve Frank, California Political News and Views. And Steve Frank has long been a great contributor to California politics. It's really an honor to have Steve on the show as frequently as we have. And one of the things we're trying to do today is to refocus on what in the world is going on with the advent of Prop 14 and how it's going to play out for the 2016 election, and perhaps what you can do to help bring back and restore, I guess, the two-party system, or at least beyond one party as much as possible. And, Steve, how many races do you think are going to be looked at this year in the context that it's going to be one party with two people of one party in each race?
Well, there will be another 28 to 30 legislative races, but I'm going to make a very sad prediction that the U.S. Senate race, if it was held today, would only have Democrat Kamala Harris versus Democrat Loretta Sanchez. And interestingly enough, the San Diego Union today had an article that Loretta Sanchez is running for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat. She's a congresswoman with a very Nancy Pelosi type of voting record, that she's running as a conservative.
Oh, boy.
She even made some disparaging remarks about bringing in all these Muslims into the U.S. without proper vetting. And she got condemned by the ultra-left wing of the Democrat Party, but her goal is to show that she is, I'll put quotes around the word, a conservative. So if we don't have a Republican in the race in November, that she can go to the Republican Party and get Republicans who are not smart enough to understand you don't encourage socialism to support her. We had a race for the Assembly in Contra Costa last time, for the state Senate in the special election, where Republicans threatened other Republicans to force them not to file for state Senate in a special election, and then former Republican office holders and Republican leaders endorsed a Democrat who is a moderate. Now, that guy's name is Steve Glazer. And let me tell you how moderate he is. He has a bill, SB 880, which would start the process of taking away your guns. That's how moderate he is.
Yeah, I saw that one. There's the other one, too. There's a companion bill that I think he's signed up with a couple of other legislators as well. That's not moderate. That's anything but moderate. And, again, what you're seeing here, as in the case of Sanchez, is that she's just going to run over to the conservative side, get what are called conservative votes, perhaps, kind of dangle some bait in front of them, and then switch it when she gets in, of course.
Well, her goal is to get the Hispanic vote and the Republican vote and to win in that way. That's how she is going to win the election.
Well, I guess on the other side, because we still have the primary coming up. And by the way, what is the filing date for people who want to definitely sign up and to become a Republican or make sure they're in the Republican camp so that they can vote Republican in the primary? What is that filing date?
You know? Well, since this is 2016... we have a new law that started 26 days ago, where you could register to vote at 7:50 p.m. on election night as a Republican.
There you go. There you go. Right. Now I remember. Right. Of course, we're just really messing with the system more than ever before. Okay, so we have until just minutes before the election to say that we're Republicans and then vote. I get you.
And let me tell you the other part of it. Not only that, but it used to be the law where your absentee ballot had to be in to the registrar's office by 8 p.m. on election day. That's no longer the law. Based on the county, your absentee ballot can arrive and be counted 2 to 4 days after the election is over.
Wonderful.
So imagine the corruption and the fraud possible.
Oh, it's wide open.
With that type of an election.
Yeah, it's wide open. In fact, the whole election seems to be wide open for fraud. It's rife for fraud. It's just amazing when you start winding out all the loopholes here. And that's why I'm really glad you're on the show with us, so we can kind of hear these things and figure out you know, what we can do, whatever we can do to maybe turn some tides here. Now, I want to go back to the Senate race because you're talking about Kamala Harris, who is not one of my favorite people, and Sanchez, who's another one who's not really necessarily my favorite person. But what about on the Republican side? Hear of Tom Del Beccaro, and maybe that's the only one I'm really hearing about.
Well, there are three candidates, and full disclosure, I am a supporter of Tom Del Beccaro for U.S. Senate. He is the only Republican conservative. Indeed, the two other candidates, you have Duff Sundheim, who was a strong supporter of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Schwarzenegger's tax increases. Then you have Rocky Chavez, an assemblyman, who voted in the assembly for tax increases. So if you're looking for a Republican that has Republican values, in my personal opinion, there's only one, and that's Tom Del Beccaro.
And I guess the question is there any early polling numbers on that that's happening to show what's happening? What does that look like?
The field poll approximately 2 weeks ago showed Kamala Harris at 36%, Sanchez at 21%. Rocky Chavez at 7%, Sundheim and Del Beccaro at 3%.
Wow, that's a lot of ground to make up, obviously.
Well, the important part there is that the Democrats, if they have a very large voter turnout, very clearly will have two candidates on the Democrat side. And quite frankly, as long as there's three Republicans, and actually there's about a dozen other Republicans running, people whose names I don't even know or can remember, that all these people are running, that they will divide up the so-called Republican vote to assure that the Democrats have both candidates. How embarrassing will it be, Paul, to say you're a Californian and you don't have a Republican running for the U.S. Senate?
Well, and of course, all this, in my opinion, and I think you and I have shared this thought for a long time, has been by design what's going on with the Republican Party. And I know that I was in Texas a couple weeks ago. I happened to be in Texas and for the premiere of 13 Hours, the Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. And I had an opportunity to sit down with a lot of Republicans, actually, Texas Republican Tea Party types. And once they found out I was from California, their focus is on, what you're doing in California is coming to Texas about Republicans. And boy, were they bending my ear about what they're having happen over there, which is similar types of things that are happening here with diluting the vote and maybe even having the winner-take-all type of circus that we have with Prop 14 over there in Texas.
Right. There is an organization called IVN, Independent Voter Network, which is based out of San Diego, that has been promoting these laws around the country. Now, I'm sure you'll be shocked to learn who the original major donor was to the Independent Voter Network.
Was it George Soros?
It was Charles Munger.
Oh, Charles Munger, the senior or the younger?
Younger.
Oh, the younger.
The one
that's
causing the troubles in California.
I'm shocked.
For Republicans.
I am shocked. I'm stunned by that information. But obviously, this is one of the first ways, I think, to break down a democratic republic by having this one-party system where one party controls all.
Exactly. Exactly. That is the way to do it. And then you have a choice of your flavor of socialism.
There you go. Hang on. We got a break coming up. More Steve Frank right ahead here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit Agenda21Radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order. That's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Pressing at the Agenda 21 Show.
Frank, California Political News and Views, and talking about the California political system and the landscape here for the 2016 election, the primary, and also the general election, and how the, well, I guess you can say the self-destruct button for Republicans is already in place, and we're going to have a lot of, it looks like a lot of races that are just going to be Democrat races, two Democrats in each of the general elections that are going to be held, maybe 28 as a number, just throw that out right now. Republicans won't be seen at all. And also the self-destructive behavior of the Republicans, which is really, I think, really questionable. Now, you brought up in Contra Costa County, and this is something when I've told people this, especially the people in Texas, they were just like off the hook. When I was explaining that you would have these Republicans that were standing in defiance of fellow Republicans actually entering into the race, they thought it was shocking. I mean, they did a whole bunch of other things. Is that going to be the norm now?
Yes, it will be the norm. They did it in the 7th Senatorial District, and as I explained before, in the 5th Senatorial District, they've done the same thing in a slightly different way to Assemblywoman Olson. They told her that even if you run, we're not going to give you any help and no money. So that was the same thing as telling her, as they did in Contra Costa, that if you run, we'll kill your political career.
I guess the question, how does a Republican Party in this environment survive?
I don't know that the Republican Party, as we know it, can survive when you have the leadership threatening people who want to run for office, when you have them telling well-established Republican leaders, you're not allowed to run, and if you do, we are not going to help you. And the whole thing is just very, very sad. But out of this will come a new Republican Party, one that has principles, because at some point, when you run a oligarchy, you just have, you get tired of it. And at some point, Munger's going to get tired of it, because unless there's some corruption behind it, and I don't think there is, I think it's just his moral corruption, that beyond that, at some point he's going to be tired of playing these games and spending tens of millions of dollars on these games.
Well, what's the end game value to him with all this? What's the value out of this?
There was a quote during the election. Remember, he was the one who financed $14 million and wrote the Prop 14.
Right.
He said, my goal is, I'm told he said, my goal is to elect a moderate Democrat state senator from the Bay Area. And now that he's elected Steve Glazer, he's reached that goal, a so-called moderate Democrat, because not moderate by actual standards, but for Munger, a gun taker, tax raiser, Brown supporter is a moderate.
Right, right. Right. So will he back off, I guess, after he's done this? It doesn't sound like he's going to.
No. Well, there have been some rumors that this may be his last go at it, because once we have Harris versus Sanchez for the states, for U.S. Senate, you could be pretty well assured out of all the statewide offices in 218, no incumbent Democrat is going to be defeated that runs for re-election. The Democrats going to win the governor's race will be wiped out, and some of those races we will only have Democrats running statewide, and that will be the end of the Republican Party as we know it. At that point, those that are left will be able to take it over and rebuild and make sure it is a party of value and principle that stands for something rather than electing Democrats.
So as you're looking at this, this is really a process that's going to carry us through to 2020.
That's correct.
Okay.
I think 2020 will be the first election of the California Republican, the new California Republican Party.
Well, I guess there's nothing like working towards rebuilding it right now. And I don't want to give away any strategies or anything, but is that what a lot of people are doing?
Yes. That's why the Tea Party California Caucus is working so hard within the Republican Party. We started two years ago,
right.
A little over 2 years ago. There were very few people in the Tea Party or the Tea Party California Caucus that knew or understood the California Republican Party, how it operates, the bylaws,
right.
The traditions and culture of it. And it takes time to train people and to teach people so that they are in a position that when they get in office, they are able to actually do productive work.
Well, you know, this is something a lot of people don't understand, you know, that, you know, elections come around and they go out and they vote and everything. And sometimes when they decide they're going to become politically activated, they jump into a Tea Party or something like that. And they want to be involved, and they see this kind of stuff and they just go, what the heck? And they get out. You know, they don't want to be involved with it. They realize the drama, and they don't look, you know, 24 to 8 years out there like you're doing right now. Because I know this really was something that happened in 2014 to 2020. And,
let me tell you how bad the Republican leadership is. The vice chair of the party is a lady from San Francisco by the name of Harmeet Dillon. And Harmeet, on her Facebook account over the last couple of days, announced that she will have a hard time supporting the Republican candidate for president if it's either Trump or Cruz. Now, if you're the vice chair of the party, your responsibility is to shut up.
Right.
Your responsibility is to support every Republican nominee or candidate that makes it onto the November ballot, and you're to say it with a smile if you're a leader. By her telegraphing to other Republicans that it is okay, and that's what she did, not to support Trump or Cruz if they get the nomination, says that she's telling people you don't have to be a Republican anymore, yet she is the vice chair of the Republican Party.
So, you know, that's something that has to be handled where she's taken out. And I guess there's obvious an election coming up for her position, isn't there?
Next year.
Okay, well,
February of 2017.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you on that, and I gave up the Republican Party back in 1992, and I'm going to rejoin the Republican Party now because, you know, I saw all this kind of garbage going on with the Clinton Bush election, then Clinton Dole election, and all that stuff, and I saw what was going on down there in Orange County, and it would just, I was like, wait a minute here. But this is beyond the pale when you're actually deliberately eliminating a political party, because the bottom line, what a lot of people don't understand, and I think, Steve, you'd probably agree with me, is that the totalitarians, they don't need any political parties, and that's why Molly Munger is now so active in the Democratic Party. Anyway, we've got a break coming up. We come back, more Steve Frank talking about California and the national election coming up. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here with Steve Frank, California Political News and Views. And we're talking about the Republican Party in California, or lack thereof, and what's happening, and pretty appalling stuff happening. I guess, you know, Steve, just quickly, because I want to get into some national discussion, is the same thing happening on the Democratic side?
Actually, it is, and I've been at some meetings. I can't give all the details of it. of one of the two sides within the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party has broken up into the union ownership versus the ethnic, special ethnic gender ownership of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And the gender ethnic ownership of the party has gone to listening to the California Chamber of Commerce, which is another reason the Chamber of Commerce is no longer a major supporter for its members, major supporters of the Republican Party, because the major chamber players are now playing with the Democrat candidates, not the Republican ones, in hopes of getting the Democrats to listen to them. Now, I love to have a good conversation. And I have many Democrat friends who are leaders in the Democrat Party, and I enjoy having a beer with them, chit-chatting with them, but I know who they are and what they stand for. But that doesn't mean I can't be friendly to them and can't sit down with them. On the other hand, if you're a legislator, I don't care what you tell me, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, when a bill comes up to take guns, how are you going to vote? When a bill comes up to raise taxes, how are you going to vote? I don't care about your weasel words. I only care about your yays and your nays. And so the Chamber of Commerce, in the long haul, is fooling itself. It reminds me of the old saying that an appeaser is one who feeds his friends to the alligators, hoping they eat him last.
Right.
And in this case, the Chamber of Commerce is feeding us to the alligators.
Well, you know, in the interest of the, I think, the Chamber of Commerce, the immigration issue is huge with them because I know they want all the workers and so on. That's only the tip of the iceberg, of course, with the immigration issue and all the people that are contributing millions of dollars, like the federal government, to immigration services that we have with all these illegal immigrants coming across from Central and South America and also coming across as refugees, if you will, and asylum seekers from other countries. But I want to switch gears here real quick and get into the national election. The Cruz, I guess, Trump debate is really the big one going on. Of course, there's also Clinton. Your thoughts on Hillary Clinton right now with this impending investigation from the FBI?
Well, the FBI, about a week ago, started leaking that they are going to recommend indictments for Hillary Clinton and maybe others.
Right.
And then they started a couple of days ago the leak that if the Department of Justice doesn't do the indictments, the top leadership, including the director of the FBI, are going to quit. That will be a total disaster for Clinton and for the Democrat Party, because the same thing happened under Nixon when all of the Attorney General's office quit, including the Attorney General, Elliot Richardson, I believe it was,
right,
who led the quitting. That was the end of Nixon, and Ford couldn't stop the bleeding, and we lost big time in 74, which is why, without naming names of who's going to win the Republican nomination, whomever it is, as long as it has an R after their name, the Republican will win the presidency. And so for the first step is, will a Republican win? Absolutely. And I'm not even sure the recommendation has to be there, because there's so much evidence of the fraud and corruption. At the same time that the FBI is looking at this, I'm not sure you or your audience is aware of it, you know, they penalized General Petraeus.
Right.
And took money from him and made him a criminal.
Right.
And now the president is about, even though he's retired, is about to demote him, with the goal being to take over a period of the rest of his life several hundred thousand dollars in pension money from him to further humiliate him. Yet Hillary Clinton did significantly much worse and much more than Petraeus, and Obama is not doing anything to take punishment to Hillary Clinton.
Well, the interesting thing, and I think you were referring in the Nixon era, was the Saturday Night Massacre, I think they called it.
Yeah, right.
That was right. Everybody resigned from the FBI and everybody. That was a mess. But, you know, I guess the question is, would that have the same effect on Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch, being who
actually,
they are?
It doesn't matter what it does to Lynch. She's not up for election. Obama's not up for election. It's what it's going
right.
to do to the Democrat Party, that the leadership of the party went after a general. If the Republicans are smart, they'll play it this way.
Yeah.
That Democrats went after a general, a war hero, and allowed a crook and somebody that has bullied and battered rape victims and sexual harassment victims.
Hang on, Steve. We got a break coming up. When we come back, more Steve Frank on Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rate.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio with Steve Frank and California Political News and Views. Wow, it's really been an awesome hour. Learned a lot. Steve, got to have you on in the next few weeks, of course, to talk more about what's happening, how this is all shaping up in the politics of the United States. Quickly, we have about 30 seconds situation with Trump and Cruz.
Well, right now, the election is going to be between them. All the other candidates are canceling themselves out or have absolutely no ground game or ability to have a ground game. It's going to be a close call between the two. I should note, full disclosure, I am a supporter of Ted Cruz at this point. I just made my decision last week. But beyond that, it's going to be a very close election. The Quinsoponic poll on Iowa that came out yesterday shows Cruz ahead by 6% of those who are planning to go to the caucuses, and that the Palin endorsement of Trump, based on a poll they took 2 weeks ago versus the one they took over the weekend, showed that the Palin endorsement did not help or hurt Donald Trump.
I guess you'd say it's like the fog of battle right now going on with all these polls and everything. And listen, Steve, quickly, how can we get a hold of you?
They could go to capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com, click on California Political News and Views on the banner, and they can get a free subscription to my daily newsletter.
Yeah, it's an awesome newsletter, ladies and gentlemen. It gives you, it's every day, and it gives you all the information you need to know about what's going on in California politics and even nationally. And I highly recommend it for everybody. Listen, Steve, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio again, and definitely want to see you or hear you in a couple of weeks here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up this hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. That's agenda21radio.com. Please feel free to email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. And like we always say at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income4.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.